News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We are sitting not beside the Shannon, on the Shannon here in a Silver Line Cruisers boat as part of the summer tour. And of course, the River Shannon, apart from being one of the best tourism facilities that we have in the country, it is one of the most important wildlife corridors in the country. And I'm joined by Biodiversity Officer at Offaly County Council, Ricky Whelan, who has been in the business of nature conservation and analysis for the past 20 years. And earlier on, I said he would help us understand the difference between a corncrake and a kingfisher. And Ricky pointed out that one of the main differences is there aren't any corncrakes around anymore.
No, unfortunately not, Anton. But there is tons of other stuff. And I mean, in the context of if people have never been down to Banagher, been to the shores of the Shannon, the landscape is, you can't throw a stone here from where we are without hitting a bog. So you're in the real heartland of the bogs of Ireland. And then you move onto the Callows, which is the edge of the river. And then, of course, you've got the river, which is a huge, it's a highway for wildlife, basically, right from the Atlantic right up into, as we know, Northern Ireland.
Now, the Callows is interesting because it's one of those things where I think if you've only ever seen the Shannon from the land side, particularly if you're just travelling across the country, there's no sense of what the Callows are like until you're actually on the boat. The sheer vastness of them, the type of wildlife that give us a sense of why they are so significant.
Yeah, so the Callows is basically the land that goes underwater in the winter floods of the Shannon. And because of that, it has a very specific type of plants that grow there and when they grow there and everything. And it also creates a problem for farmers that you cannot immediately get on to cut silage or put animals out early in the spring because it's still underwater. The soil is compacted, the grass is suppressed. So you get this profusion of these wildflowers and orchids and all these wonderful flowering plants that the insects love. And then because there's such a profusion of insects, you've got all these birds and specialised species that want to be here to gobble them up and feed their young on them. So that's why the corncrake traditionally bred in the hay meadows of the Callows. And you know, the other birds, the breeding waders, the same. So they're these kind of birds on stilts that feed by probing the muddy soil for invertebrates like worms and little mollusks and all sorts of things. But they nest on the ground. So by the water suppressing the vegetation early in the season, it only retracts back to the river then and then it levels the playing field for them. The mother bird, the curlew, she lays her eggs in a little, and she can see predators approaching from miles and miles because there's no vegetation anymore. So she can protect her young, and that's why the Callows became very, very, very important for birds, and that's why it's protected for birds in European law as well.
What are the predators? Otters?
Foxes, otters, grey crows, basically anything that has to feed its own young. Hedgehogs even. Will eat
hedgehogs?
Eggs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought hedgehogs were pacifists.
No, they're not vegetarians, I can tell you that. So it's stacked against the birds here. So, I mean, but there is a lot of stuff happening. I mean, the farmers were the heroes of the story. So corncrakes no longer breed in inland Ireland, and the Callows was the last bastion of them, because the farmers here who had these traditional methods of farming turned the way they farmed. What they did was they used to mow their hay from the outside in, because that was just a way of doing it with the mowing bar. But then they were asked to do it from the inside out. And what that allowed was the baby corncrakes and the mother corncrake to run to the edge of the fields where they had refuges. Because what was happening before was they were actually being curtailed into the middle of the field, and eventually the mowing bar would get them. So that actually managed to changes in those farming methods and sort of the farmers trying to save them here in the Callows. It worked for a little while, but what the nail in the coffin eventually was these spring floods that came because of climate change, essentially. So they're now only found on the islands out west in sort of Inishbofin and Inish, a place like that.
The other interesting thing, of course, about the Shannon is that while the Callows are fascinating and hugely valuable in terms of biodiversity, there is a wide range of different ecosystems and geographical types across the length of the river.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like from, you know, where the river rises up north, right down. I mean, it sees every sort of land type and place. And I mean, we're in the marina now. We can't really get a sense of it. But if you go just 200 metres either side of where we are now, you're back in the wilderness, and it's bananas. And the spectacle, people look for spectacles, you know, need to go to Africa to see zebra. I defy you to see a better spectacle than the assemblage of winter water birds. The sheer amount of swans and geese and ducks and waders that pile into the Callows in the winter to feed and refuge here.
And that's one of the things that I think is it's difficult to describe. It may only be half an hour off the M4, but you might as well be in a different continent. There is no sense of urban Ireland existing.
No, I don't know if it's not exotic enough for people, or they don't feel they're getting value for money if they don't get on a plane to see it. But yeah, I defy any man, even the hardest of men, to see that, or to get up in the frosty winter morning, hike out to the high down in Ashton's Callow, Google it, and wait for the fog to the mist to lift and see the Hooper swans out there bugling away. And it's just something else.
Ricky, thank you very much for that. That is Ricky Whelan, who is Biodiversity Officer at Offaly County Council. And of course, one of the things that the Shannon is famous for is the beauty of its wildlife. The other thing it's famous for is the amount of history that is here. And we'll be talking a little bit about that in a while. But first,
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.